Construction, education, housing. A speech in 1931. When planning and building our department stores, we encountered considerable prejudices, even superstitions, among some of our construction specialists, theoreticians, particularly where the inner sanitary installations of the new buildings were concerned. Our construction department asked, therefore, some of the experienced practitioners to give them a helping hand in designing interiors corresponding to our needs. The practitioners, on the other hand, lacked so much theoretical schooling in calculation and drawing of plans that they were unable to get the work done. Such shortcomings are the legacy of old-fashioned schooling. Everybody should graduate from school with at least the most essential knowledge of expressing his ideas in figures and lines. Why is this still lacking? Why are practitioners handy with the hammer, saw or plane, completely helpless and unable to translate their ideas into figures and put it on paper with a pencil? Immediately afterwards, I visited our advanced technical school. The school has everything it needs, such as separate classrooms and own tools. It receives a lot of support from us, and consequently, there should be no problem with instruction. When I visited the classroom of construction crafts apprentices, I saw models of Greek columns there. I complained to the instructors that exactly the graduates of their school were unable to calculate and draw sanitary piping. We all agreed that to solve that particular problem is more important for modern life than the familiarity with construction Greek columns. I told them that in our country, most of the fires are caused by wrongly dimensioned chimneys. In countries where children are taught to compute the diameter of a chimney, it is practically impossible to construct a bad chimney dangerous for the inhabitants of the house and causing difficulties. Every school is able to recognize what is wrong with chimney and can explain to his mother why her oven smokes and why her pastry does not bake properly. There are so many old-fashioned notions in our construction industry, as well as in the requirements we have on habitations, that only an entirely restructured school program for the new generation can rid us of these circumstances. Everybody living outside of large cities should own a house permitting him to live a healthy life according to the requirements of modern times. The house should not cost him more than the equivalent of his 1 year income. So far, we are still building houses to the last 500 years, which will constrict and hamper future generations in the same manner as the houses were built by our ancestors do us. A house built to last 500 years naturally costs so much it cannot be paid up even in 20 years. Therefore, most of our population lives in holes during the best years of their lives when they are bringing up children. Who can save them from living in such inadequate quarters? Only themselves and schools where they can learn to design modern bathrooms and sanitary installations affordable by everybody, not only by the rich upper 10,000s.